Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Basic Latina Podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. And I just can't believe that it is February already. Like, y'all, what happened? I feel like January was both long and short at the same time. I see people scrambling to still trying to finish their vision boards and write down their goals. And it already feels like 2019 is going to be one of those years where we're all rushing to the finish line. But let me tell you guys something. It is not too late to start your goals. Do not get down on yourself if you have not started doing what you had to do for 2019. So if January was your trial month and you have not started your resolution or your goals for this year, that's okay. We have a long year ahead of us and lots of opportunities. I just wanted to say that to some, you know, to some of you who may need it. But you know why I'm here. Today's episode is about love, life, and wellness tips and lessons from January that I learned that I want to share with you guys so you can implement in the month of February. So let's jump right in. My love tip for the month, especially because, oh man, yeah, Valentine's Day is here. It's also Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. I know that because of my old job, but February is a month that's hard for a lot of people who aren't in relationships. I think at one point in my life, I used to hate Valentine's Day because I was sad and lonely and depressed and didn't have a relationship. But honestly, as I got older, I just learned to love the people who are around me. And I've always loved Valentine's Day. I've always, you know, done like a Valentine's Day thing and gotten gifts from my mom, gifts from my sister, gifts to my friends. So it's not because I'm playing for the other team now, you know, and I have a man. Nope. I've always loved Valentine's Day. But if you are on the cusp of one of those people who's going to get a little sad seeing everybody post things, please take yourself out. One thing that I'm seeing a lot of people do is get down on themselves. You know, like I mentioned before, January was a month where everyone was trying to get their goals intact. And, you know, I hear people being hard on themselves about not going to the gym and not accomplishing what they need to accomplish and not getting, you know, getting in their bag and, you know, just things like that. But you know what, sis? You need to just relax and remember that at the end of the day, you are the most important person in your life and you have to focus on yourself. So I want you guys to be gentle with yourselves in the month of February. It is seasonal depression is still popping. It is still out there. It is still lurking behind your sheets. Okay. It is still getting super dark early. We might have a couple of snowstorms coming up for those of us in the East Coast. You know, so if there's anything that you can do for the month of February is love yourself to the utmost, okay? whether that means, you know, increasing your self-care tenfold, you know, doing something for yourself every week, whether that means taking yourself out, you know, spending time with family and friends, whatever your self-love looks like, whether that's masturbating, whatever self-love looks like to you, do it, okay? Whatever feels good to you. A book that I want to recommend to you guys is called Real Love by Marianne Williamson, who Marianne is a self-help guru, and she's actually just submitted her bid for the 2020 Democratic election to be president. So that should be very interesting. But if you don't know who Marianne Williamson is, Google her. She has a really good book called Real Love. And that is a good book for those of us who are just trying to figure out who we are, where we belong, and how to increase our self-love. It is really hard. A lot of people preach on Instagram about how it's so important to love yourself and love yourself before you're in a relationship and put yourself before other people. But I know even more people who struggle with that because they just don't know where to start. So I would encourage you to actually listen to the episode I had with Melanie Santos, where she talks about spiritual health. I have a couple of other episodes where we talk about love. There's a love episode that I did last year as well. And I hope to talk about love more on this podcast. But self-love, as gimmicky as it sounds, the word, it is really, really important. And I already know that I'm going to get patients being all sad in the month of February because of Valentine's Day. And like I said, it's the winter. We're still sad. So please, please, please do whatever you can to check in with yourself. you know, maybe this is your opportunity to look up a therapist, okay? So please do that for yourself, because you would really, really, you will be very happy with yourself at the end of the day about the result when you pour more love into yourself. All right, so now my life lesson, my life lesson for February is to be honest with yourself. Today is all about the self. One thing that and the reason I say that is because if you guys follow me on Instagram or my personal Instagram, you'll see that I posted something up about things that I lack. So January started, I wrote down my goals and I hit the ground running and I fell flat on my face. There was like January felt long. There was like 2 weeks where I felt like I was lost. I didn't know what I was doing. I was rushing. I was sweating. I'm running around and I'm not getting anything done. I'm not being productive. I'm just not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Then I had a couple of people chime in and help me, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. And now I feel much better, much more organized, and much more on top of my schedule. So I think what I posted on Instagram was that I lack motivation and that I procrastinate a lot and I'm always late to things. I like listed a whole bunch of stuff that I'm really bad at. And of course, I already knew my friends were going to say like, oh my God, girl, don't be so hard on yourself. You're so successful, which is great and nice to hear. But a part of self-care is owning your shit and owning the things that you that are maybe toxic about you or some of your bad habits. A lot of us were hoping to leave our bad habits in 2018, but a lot of our bad habits rolled into the next month because they were not ready to let us go. So a lot of my bad habits are still present, but you can't just wish your bad habits away. You have to literally work hard at that. So, but the first step in working hard at replacing maybe your bad habits with good habits or just stopping them in general is being honest with yourself about who you are, what you lack. Maybe that means, and I mentioned this before, maybe that means journaling. Perhaps that means going for a walk if it's not too cold or if it's a safe situation for you. Maybe it's listening to a podcast or reading a book. But really get centered with yourself and figure out kind of what is it that is like blocking you from owning your truth, from getting to where you need to get. Being honest with yourself is going to just align everything else for you. So that's going to help you be honest with others and be honest about what you can and cannot do. So my favorite influencer, or I should say businesswoman, is Miley Teal, the creator of Curl Box. And she always says, honesty saves a lot of people time. And I think that's so true. And my last tip for today is around wellness. And this is something that people say all the time, but it wasn't until recently that it has really resonated with me. Please get a gym partner. I know that a lot of you who are listening are trying to get back in the gym or trying to increase working out, whether that's at home or going running or doing yoga. At some point, you're trying to be active. I don't want to say you can't do it alone, because you definitely can, but starting something that perhaps you've never tried before can be challenging if you do it alone. You know, some people love to run by themselves. I prefer to run by myself. Some people prefer to do things by themselves. I'm the kind of person that I love doing things by myself. The only thing I hate doing by myself is going to the gym. I absolutely hate going to the gym by myself. And I luckily have a good friend. Her name is Evelyn. She was getting married in 2020. And she wants to get fit for her wedding. So I said, girl, let's both get fit for your wedding. So she created a meal plan for both of us, and also I go to the gym with her at least once a week. And why only once a week? Because of our schedules don't match up. But going to the gym with her at least holds me accountable to go once a week. The other days of the week, I go to yoga, which is something that I paid for. Research shows that if you pay for something, the more expensive the product is, the more you'll use it. So I paid $60 to go to yoga, which is not super expensive. It's much cheaper than the other yoga studios, but I don't know anybody who goes there, but the person who teaches is a friend of mine. So she holds me accountable by asking me if I'm going to go to class that day. And there's been many times I don't, but then I'm so happy when I do. And then the third piece is that I have a trainer. Now, I don't got money like that. I was very blessed and was gifted several training sessions And I'm not seeing a trainer because I don't know what to do, but it's just nice having someone else to hold me accountable. If I don't show up, she's like, girl, why didn't you show up? You know, so at least with the trainer, yoga, and going with Evelyn, I'm going 3 times a week, which is my goal. And going 3 times a week just makes me more motivated to go other days of the week. I don't want to miss a day. I crave it. I want to go for a walk. I want to sweat that day because I know the benefits. So please, my tip for February is please get yourself a gym partner. The other thing I wanted to mention is meal prepping. Meal prepping really saves time. And I'm not talking about, I know you've seen it before, the people on Instagram who have 5 containers full of food and it's like 1/2 cup of brown rice with this really stale looking ass chicken and 3 pieces of asparagus. Like, no, that is their goal and that is their food, okay? Your meal prep doesn't have to be like that. I'm not saying that you pack 5 pizza rolls every single day for the next 5 days of the week. But meal prepping, it has to be catered to you. So some people don't like their food preheated. But you're prepping food, okay? Think about when you have to prep to bake or prep to cook. You're cutting veggies. You're cutting potatoes. You're, de-thawing chicken. You're seasoning chicken. That's all part of prepping. So say you get a big thing of chicken breast. And on Sunday, you decide you're going to season all the chicken and let it sit in a bag. Okay, so maybe you put 1 chicken breast in a Ziploc bag for every single day that week. And then you just throw it on a pan or a grill and let it cook. And that could be your dinner or your lunch for the next day. Perhaps you don't want to make all your chicken on Sunday. And then by Friday, it's stale and gross. Okay, perhaps you just put a couple of grapes in a Ziploc bag. Or maybe you just cut up a couple cubes of cheese. So what I'm hoping is that you guys will kind of, we'll try this because it is something that's going to save you time and money. If you are a busy person, you have kids, you have a partner, maybe you live by yourself. We're all really, really busy and time is of the essence. And we're always trying to find ways to optimize our time and save time. Okay. So spending while you're watching Game of Thrones or Scandal or Grey's Anatomy, you know, put a big pot of soup, you know, on the stove and save that soup for the week and put it in your fridge. And maybe on those days when you're tired and you don't feel like cooking, you don't want something heavy, you have that soup that you can heat for dinner that night. Or maybe it's just you're putting a huge pot of chili in the crock pot. That's what we have slow cookers for. You cook in bulk. And you know what? You could save a lot of the food for and put it in the freezer. One thing that I learned, I live by myself, and a lot of the food that I eat could go bad if I don't freeze it. So I usually cut veggies in the beginning of the week. I cook meat. I cook rice. I pack grapes, bananas. I pack like all my fruit and put it in Ziploc bags, crackers, anything that I want to eat. I pack it all in Ziploc bags and I kind of line them up. And this is my method of doing it because I've been doing it for years. I've been doing it since I graduated college. There was no way that I was doing this when I was in college. But after I graduated my master's in 2012. Yeah, so I've been meal prepping since 2012. And my meal prep has not been, it's always been different. It's not, brown rice, chicken, and asparagus. Sometimes for 3 days, I'm packing a salad. Or maybe I just need to pack breakfast because I have lunch already waiting for me at work. So it really differs on who you are. But on Sunday, I take a couple of hours. And I usually make chicken, I usually make a starch, and have veggies put away. In terms of salads, because people have asked me this before, how do you keep your salads fresh? I have a salad spinner. The salad spinners are amazing. They keep your salads fresh. So if you have leafy greens, you cut them, you put them in the salad spinner, and the salad spinner basically dries out the lettuce, and you can keep the greens in that salad spinner. Another thing is that you have spinach, arugula, or like more like drier type of darker greens. Those don't get as bad. So putting those veggies in a Ziploc bag or in a container by themselves is great. Putting things that are juicier, like cucumbers and tomatoes, in a separate baggie also helps as well. So usually it's separating like the wet stuff from the dry stuff. Putting your salad dressing in a separate container. There's overnight oats that you can also do. You can do adult Lunchables if you want to get fancy. You could do this for your kids where you pre-make a couple of sandwiches for the week, or you pre-make them some rice and beans or soup or whatever the case may be. Pinterest is a great resource. So if you want to go on Pinterest and look up meal prepping ideas, that is a great start as well. Meal prepping has helped me optimize my time. A night like today where I'm pre-recording this, a couple days ahead of time, it's almost 9 o'clock, which is usually the time that I like to be in bed. And I already ate my dinner because it was already pre-made. I came home like almost like at 7:30. All I had to do was heat my dinner up and eat it, and now I'm good to go. All I have to do is finish recording, shower, and go to bed, and be in bed by a decent time. So there you go, guys. Love yourself, February, in the month of February. Be honest with yourself in the month of February. And find yourself a gym partner and maybe try meal prepping as well in the month of February. I really hope that you guys enjoy these little mini episodes because it's nice to kind of give you guys some tips. Even though no one has really asked for my advice, it's kind of cool to share the gems that have helped my life, I guess, not be better, but just more organized and more efficient. Okay, I'm all about sharing the information that I've learned that has helped me be successful. So if you like this episode and you like to rate, review, and subscribe, we are on all the platforms. And you know, you can always send me emails at basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com. And or you can also DM me or message me on Facebook or Instagram. My Instagram is basiclatinapodcast. I hope I talk to you guys soon. Stay well and take care.